And so it seems that though Satan was cast out of heaven in his rebellion, he is still granted some kind of access with God in this age, which is amazing. We don't have to get our heads around it. We just have to believe what God has revealed.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, in this podcast, we seek to answer any question you might have about doctrine, faith, practice, or even challenging Bible verses and the like. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, if you have a question you'd like Pastor Richard to answer, then just leave a comment for us below this video, find us on Twitter or Instagram, or even send an email from our website, straighttruth.net. And there at that website, you can find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode.
Well, Pastor, one of the purposes of this podcast is to explain really challenging verses in the Bible, because there are plenty of those, and it's good to have a pastor with a lot of experience in exegesis to explain them. So our question this time is about specifically two instances in the Bible where you have what apparently seems to be Satan in the presence of God. So the first one, famous one, in Job, right? So Job, the first chapter is, explains this scenario where there are different beings presenting themselves to God, and one of them is Satan. Satan is among them, it says in Job 1:6. And then you also have Jesus having this conversation with, right before his death, right, with Simon Peter. And so in Luke 22:31, Simon, Simon, behold, Jesus says, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat, but I pray for you that your faith may not fail. So where do these things take place? That's the question. Is this taking place in the throne room of heaven? You know, is Satan actually in the throne where God resides? Right. We've always said, you know, sin can't be in God's presence. That's partly why we can't attain the holiness that we need to see the Lord without being clothed with Christ. Right? Sin can't, God cannot endure sin in his presence without his wrath consuming. So how would you explain something like this?
Yeah, we need to remember that sometimes we're given truth in terms that we can receive.
Okay.
So it's sometimes referred to as anthropomorphic statements. So statements that are given to us in a way that human beings can relate to. So when we say that sin can't be in the presence of God, we need to remember God's omnipresent. I mean, sin is in the presence of God right now on this earth. God is here, and there is sin here. So to say that sin is not in God's presence is to remind us that God doesn't accept sin. Mm-hmm. Sin itself will never be accepted by God. Sinful human beings, unforgiven, without reconciliation, without atonement for their sins, will never be accepted by God. God hates sin, rejects sin, will punish sin, judges sin. But that's what those statements communicate to us. It's not that spatially, you know, there could never be sin in God's presence because God is omnipresent. There's nowhere that God isn't. Mm-hmm. And so sin in that sense is in his presence right now. Mm. It seems that what you have going on in the book of Job is the sons of God came to present themselves to the Lord. The location, the scene seems to be heaven. And they're coming there to get instructions or to give reports or whatever it is they're doing. Mm-hmm. And coming among them is the adversary, which is what the name Satan refers to. He's the great adversary. Mm-hmm. And so it seems that though Satan was cast out of heaven in his rebellion, he is still granted some kind of access with God in this age, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. We don't have to get our heads around it. We just have to believe what God has revealed. Mm-hmm. And so there are conversations that took place regarding Job that Job was unaware of that involved accusations that God responded to in a way that tested Job, proved Job, and resulted in Job's sanctification. And these conversations appear to go on often. Our Lord noted that Satan had demanded to sift Peter like wheat. Mm-hmm. That demand was granted, but our Lord prayed for him that he would repent of his failure, that he would be strengthened, and as a result, strengthen his brothers, that he'd go on to have a useful life in ministry. Peter wasn't aware of that conversation. Mm-hmm. Our Lord clued him into that, let him know that that took place. He wouldn't have known it otherwise. I often say Job didn't have the book of Job. Mm-hmm. You know, we get to read what went on. All he had was faith in the goodness of his God. So this appears to be the case even to this day. In fact, in the New Testament, our enemy is referred to as the accuser of the brethren. Mm-hmm. And he accuses us day and night. So yeah, the Bible reveals that this goes on. There seems to be some indication in the book of Revelation, however, that at some point in the tribulation period, this is going to come to an end. Hmm. In Revelation 12, verse 7, it says, "And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who's called the devil, and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him." And on it goes. And it may be, some believe, that this represents a new development where he is no longer granted that access that he has right now. And then there's a an enragement that occurs and even more trouble on the earth that follows this. But what we can say for certain is that, yeah, in the book of Job, he's appearing before God. Hmm. And in some way, he made a demand in the presence of God that our Lord referenced in the Gospel of Luke.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, we'd love for you to pass this episode around to friends and family, so please like and subscribe to this podcast. You can find it in the podcast app of your choice, but also you can find links to all of our social media channels by going to our website, straighttruth.net. You'll find links to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. Also at the website, you can find links to all of Pastor Richard's books and merchandise and contact information. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, you'll find that at the website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.